January 5, 1901. The humanity of Jesus was made on purpose to obey, and to destroy disobedience. Louise refreshes Jesus. As I was outside of myself, I saw the confessor placing the intention of the crucifixion. I was afraid to submit myself, but Jesus told me, "What can I do? I cannot help obeying, because my humanity was made on purpose to obey, and to destroy disobedience. This virtue is so grafted within me, that it can be said that obedience is nature in me, and the distinction dearest and most glorious to me. So much so, that if my humanity did not have this of its own, I would abhor it, and would never have united myself to it." You, then, want to disobey? You can do it, but you will do it yourself. I won't. All confused and seeing a God so obedient, I said, "I too want to obey." And I submitted myself, and Jesus shared with me the pains of the cross. After this, he transported me outside of myself, and blessed Jesus gave me a kiss. As he was doing this, a bitter breath came out, and he was in the act of wanting to pour his bitternesses. But he did not do it, because he wanted to be taught by me to do it. Immediately I said, "Do you want some reparation? Let us do it together. In this way my reparations, united to yours, will have the effects of yours, for if I do them on my own I believe they will disgust you more." So I took his hand, dripping with blood, and kissing it, I recited the Laudate Dominum, "Praise the Lord," with the Gloria Patri, "Glory be, Jesus," one part, I the other, to repair for the many evil works that are committed, placing the intention of praising him as many times for as many offenses as he receives because of evil works. How moving it was to see Jesus praying! Then I continued to do the same to the other hand, placing the intention of praising him as many times for as many offenses as he receives because of sins of causes. Then, his feet, with the intention of praising him as many times for as many evil steps and as many wrong paths which are covered, even under the appearance of piety and sanctity. Lastly, his heart, with the intention of praising him for as many times as the human heart does not palpitate, does not love, and does not desire God. My beloved Jesus seemed all refreshed by these reparations done together with him, but he was not yet content. It seemed he wanted to pour. So I said to him, "Lord, if you want to pour, I pray you to do it." So he poured his bitternesses, and then he added, "My daughter, how much men offend me, but the time will come when I will chastise them in such a way that many little worms will come out, which will produce clouds of mosquitoes that will render them greatly oppressed. Then, afterwards, the Pope will come out." And I, "And why will the Pope come out?" And he will come out to console the peoples, because, oppressed, tired, crushed, betrayed by so many lies, they themselves will look for the harbor of truth, and all humiliated, they will ask the Holy Father to come into their midst to free them from so many evils and place them in the harbor of safety. And I, "Lord, will this perhaps happen after the wars you have spoken about the other times?" And he, "Yes." And I, "How I wish I could come before these things happen." And he, "And where would I go to stay then?" "Ah, Lord, there are so many good souls in whom you can stay, such that in comparing myself to them, oh, how bad I see myself." But not paying attention to me, Jesus disappeared, and I returned inside myself.